The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, once again, Alhamdulillah, special transmission for brothers in UK, America, South Africa, and English-speaking countries. And Alhamdulillah, today we are here in special transmission, a program called Soul of Iman. What is the soul of our Iman? That is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That is the personality of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, we have got the topic today to discuss is the love of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in specific. InshaAllah azza wa jal, if you will be with us today, you will be learning so much about the love of Sahaba Ikram for Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim, InshaAllah azza wa jal. Before we proceed ahead towards the main topic, I would like to just mention one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. And alhamdulillah, as a mu'min, we should always, always make good intentions before performing any permissible, jais, and a good work. Alhamdulillah, we're sitting here and you're listening there about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, we can make many intentions, and the more intentions we make, inshaAllah, the higher the reward we can attain. I can make an intention that I will deliver the silsila for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And sure, you all can make an intention that you will listen from start till end for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Sure. And my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, before we further proceed ahead, inshaAllah, I would like to mention one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam with regards to sending salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said, the one who recites once durood upon me, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. عجب فیضان ہے آقا تیری محبت کا عجب فیضان ہے آقا تیری محبت کا درود تجھ پہ پڑھوں اور خود سور جاؤں درود تجھ پہ پڑھوں اور خود سور جاؤں سبحان اللہ What a blessing of sending salawat upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is that we send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, but our own problems, our own tensions, our own life is sorted, alhamdulillah. So why shall we not send salawat upon the best of all creation, and especially in this month of Milad, in this month of Rabi'ul Awwal, in this month of Rabi'ul Nur, when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam alhamdulillah arrived. And this month is a special month of the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then we as a ummah, we shall send salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in abundance, inshallah. Please, all, whoever is watching me, wherever you are listening, no matter, just send one salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of devotion, out of love. If it is possible, just close your eyes and imagine the beautiful Gumbad-e-Khazra, and then send one salawat upon Nabi. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim wa salli alayhi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's listen one kalam, inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
یہ سب تمہارا کرم ہے آقا یہ سب تمہارا کرم ہے یا آقا کے باتیں اب تک بنی ہوئی ہے یہ شبد تمہارا کرم ہے یا آقا یہ شبد تمہارا کرم تمہارا کرم ہے آقا یہ سب تمہارا کرم ہے آقا یہ سب تمہارا کرم ہے آقا کے باتیں اب تک بنی تمہارا کرم ہے آقا
اور بشیر کہیں مجھ کو دے الفت کہاں تھی پل خطا کی قسمت عطا کیا مجھ کو دے الفت کہاں تھی میں اس کرم کے کہاں تھا قابل میں اس کرم کے کہاں تھا قابل میں اس کرم کے کہاں تھا قابل حضور تمہارا کرم ہے آقا یہ سب تمہارا کرم ہے آقا
اور کسی کا احسان کسی کا احسان
تمہارا کرم ہے آقا کہ بات اب تک بنی ہوئی ہے. لواف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم ذات اف مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم is soul of our ایمان. And inshallah, in specific today we are talking about the love of صحابہ کرام for رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. قسیم بھائی, what would you like to share today?
الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید المرسلین, اما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله عز وجل, when we see صحابہ کرام علیہم رضوان their سیرہ from the perspective of how they loved رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم and how they showed their devotion and reverence towards رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم, then no doubt it is they've left those footsteps for us to follow them. As Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the summary of the hadith sharif is that my sahaba, my companions are like stars, follow any of them and you will be guided. So in the light of this hadith mubarakah, when we see that sahaba kiram alayhim wa ridwan, they have been considered to be those shining stars who are our masters, whom we need to follow in order to succeed, in order to get success, then we need to see that how sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, how the blessed companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in followed rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam and showed reverence and love towards rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Also the viewers of Madani channel, they need to know that in that era, at the time of rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, every era, every time is of rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. But at the time when Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam had blessed this earth, apparently at that time when Islam started to prevail and started to spread all across, then obviously they, at one side they were believers, they were companions, they were sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, and on the other hand they were disbelievers, and in the middle of them they were hypocrites, they were munafiqeen, who considered themselves to be, who showed themselves to be as Muslims, as devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but they on the other hand were munafiqeen, they were hypocrites, and they were in fact like enemies of Islam. And the distinguishing factor between the hypocrites and sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan and true believers was the level of love they had with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam towards Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah azzawajal, we'll come towards a verse, towards an ayah in the Holy Quran where this topic has been touched. But just before that, Hazrat Sidna Urwa bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala, before he embraced Islam, he mentions himself that Quraysh, they sent him towards Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the year when the truce of Hudaybiyah took place, as a delegate, as an ambassador from them. So he says that when I went over there, I saw Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan having immense reverence, devotion, love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now he is depicting the whole incidents, what he saw over there. So he says that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would perform wudu, would perform ablution, the blessed water wouldn't get to the ground, wouldn't fall on the ground. Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they would rush forward to grab hold of that water, and they would rub that water on their cheeks, onto their bodies. And they all would rush so quickly that it would be as if any of them would not be able to get hold of it. They would start quarreling amongst each other. So this is how they would rush to get the water of the ablution of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whenever Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam would pour water out of his blessed mouth, they would take it on their hands and they would rub it all across their body. If any hair of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would get separated from his blessed body, they would rush to get hold of it. And whenever Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam would issue any command, they would straight away fulfill it. When he alayhi salatu wasalam would converse, they would remain silent in front of him. And out of respect, they wouldn't look at Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam by casting their gaze on the blessed face. This is the love, the reverence they would hold for Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. So after seeing all this, Sayyidina Urwa bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that when he went back to the disbelievers of Quraysh, he said that, "O people of Quraysh, I've been in the gathering and companies of various arrogant kings. I've been in the courts of Caesar, Cyrus and Negus and stayed there. But I've not seen any servant of those kings respecting their kings the way companions of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam respect him. When he takes the blessed saliva out of his blessed mouth, the blessed companions, alayhim ridwan, they stretch their hands to get hold of the blessed saliva and they rub it all over their cheeks and bodies. When he issues a small command, the most noblest of the Sahabi as well, they would rush to fulfill the command straight away. When he speaks, when they speak in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, they lower their voice. When he converses, they listen with utmost respect and reverence. When they converse with him, they don't stare at him. When he performs wuzu, they rush towards Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam to take the wudu, the water of wudu, into their hands and do not let the drops fall on the ground. And when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam combs his beard or hair, any blessed hair that gets separated from the blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they would keep it, they would give it utmost respect and reverence and keep it as a sacred relic, as a tabarruk, and safeguard and protect it. So after depicting all this, Sayyidina Ulba bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala further says to the disbelievers of Quraysh that the bravery, unity, courage, enthusiasm, passion for martyrdom, love amongst each other that I've seen among Sahaba Kiram alayhim ridwan, by God, I tell you that you will not be able to dominate them because the love and reverence he's seen of them towards Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When we relate this incident to Quran Pak, we see that in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed 13 ayahs. After the 9th ayah of Surah Baqarah, next 13 ayahs were revealed talking about the hypocrites of that time. And in ayah number 13 of Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif, I present in front of you, when they are told to bring faith the way that other people have brought faith, then they say that, shall we bring Iman the way, ma'azallah, these fools have, ma'azallah. So those hypocrites, when they were given the invitation towards righteousness, when they were told that embrace faith the way these people have embraced faith, then they used to say that, shall we bring faith like these ma'azallah fool people? So by saying this, they were referring to ma'azallah Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, because they saw Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan loving Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, respecting Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in such a way where they would rush forward to grab hold of the water of ablution of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They would rush forward to grab hold of the blessed saliva of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam and rub upon their bodies. So this is how those hypocrites saw these blessed Sahaba alayhi wa ridwan hold respect and reverence for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So when they were told to bring faith, embrace Islam the way they have embraced Islam, this is what they, ma'azallah, used to say, that shall we embrace faith, ma'azallah, like these fools. And by them, they were referring to Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. So these hypocrites, they stayed away from embracing Islam, and ma'azallah, for them these actions were ma'azallah like the action of foolish people. Whereas for Sahaba Karam alayhim ridwan and for the people of Iman, these actions were the source of Iman. These actions were a stamp of Iman. These actions were a requirement of Iman. And these actions for Sahaba Karam alayhim ridwan meant everything. And these actions were everything, because they knew if there is anything, it is from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And they devotionally, wholeheartedly sacrificed everything upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
You see, just you have reminded me that there are so many people, there are so many dignified people. They've got their courts, they've got the people they come to you. To them, they sit with them, they've got honor, respect, dignity, so much. But subhanAllah, when you look at the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the ta'azim Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the respect of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba kiram, they showed for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is exceptional, is outstanding, it's quite different.
Also, is one day when you're mentioning that, you know, dignified people and these, in the narration of Sayyidina Urwa bin Mas'ud radiallahu
anhu,
he's mentioning that he's been to the courts of arrogant kings, to the courts of Caesar, Cyrus, and Negus. Those were the big names at that time, the biggest of the kings of that time. And he says that even though they were arrogant, even though they had courtiers, they had servants, but by Allah, I have not seen any king being respected by their servants the way Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was respected by his companions.
SubhanAllah.
And those kings, they held treasures, they held worldly wealth, whereas Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, apparently, obviously, he led an abstinent life. He led a simple life, but in fact, everything in this world is Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Jahan ki kunjiyan hai unke khali haath mein, no doubt.
And Sahaba Kiram alayhi wa ridwan, this is how they respected Aqa alayhi wa sallam. And from the verse of Surah Baqarah, we also come to know that the distinguishing factor between the hypocrites and the true ardent devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the element of respect and love that they had towards Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because those hypocrites, what did they say? Shall we embrace faith the way ma'azallah these fools have? Because this is what they used to think, that, you know, what are they doing? They're taking the saliva and rubbing on their face? They're taking the water rubbing on their bodies? What are they, you know? And they used to so-called, you know, call themselves to be intellectuals. And this is where Quran Pak said, as from ayah number 9 onwards, 13 ayahs were revealed for the hypocrites. And in ayah number 13, this is what is being mentioned in the Holy Quran.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah. Beautiful point has been mentioned, dear viewers of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, we're listening that how beautifully Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they showed love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And they went to level of extreme in their love, alhamdulillah. And once Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, he was presented in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I love you more than anything, right? But accept my own nafs, accept my own life. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, your iman is not mukammal, it's not kamil yet. Now the Islamic brothers is something, because Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, whatever was in their inside, that was the outside. They were same from inside and outside. And he expressed his feelings that I love you more than my parents and everything there in the world, but just my life is there. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that your iman is not mukammal, your iman is not complete. Then he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I love you more than my life now. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now your iman is mukammal, now your iman is kamil, now your iman is complete. Subhanallah. And this is what we are here for. That's what we are telling to the world, to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The soul of our iman is the life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, other than this, there is ألا لا إيمان لمن لا محبة له ألا لا إيمان لمن لا محبة له. And this is the soul of our iman, this is the jaan of our iman. And Jesus, Wasim bhai, what else would you like to share with regards to Sahaba Ikram and Ashaba Ikram, how they showed their love? Any other waqia you've got with regards to this?
Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, the hadith mubarakah which we mentioned at the beginning of today's silsila, that my sahaba are like stars, follow any of them, you will be guided. In the light of this hadith mubarakah, when we see the seerah of sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, let's first of all see the seerah of Abdulul Bashar Ba'd al-Anbiya. Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala, who is the best of the men after prophets alayhim salam. And among sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they're the most superior among the people. Among sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, Khulafa'i Rashidin alayhim ridwan are the most superior. And among them, Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala is the most superior. So let's see what this shining star has left for us. What legacy has this shining star left for us? We all are aware of the incident of cave, Ghar-e Thor, the cave of Thor. When Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, in the context of this incident, the background, it is very beautiful in terms of the time of migration comes and the enemies are chasing. And when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is leaving Makkatul Mukarramah with the unparalleled devotee, Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala, and when they go to the mountain of Thor, they're going to the cave of Thor now. Now, throughout this journey, we can see the expression of devotion that Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala showed throughout. Those viewers of Madani Channel who've gone to the cave of Thor, they would know how difficult it is to climb even in today's day and age with all the provisions, with all supply of water and everything. It is still very difficult for us to climb all the way up. Back in those days, Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala along with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam started to climb up. But when he realized that enemies are coming after us, and after looking at our footprints, they will realize that two people have gone from here. He radiallahu ta'ala picked up Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam on his blessed shoulders. And started to climb the mountain. It's easy to say, but those who've been there, they would realize how difficult it is to just go on yourself over there. And Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, he picked up Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on his shoulders, just so the enemies don't find out that two people, because the footprints of two people would have been left behind. So after embarking Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam on his shoulders, they started to climb the mountain. And little while after, he realized that still the enemies would find out that a person has gone from here, so he started to walk on his toes. And he took Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam all the way to the top of the mountain. Now when they go in the cave, Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala first of all went in the cave himself to make sure there's no harmful object in there, there's no harmful insect in there, or nothing harmful in there. If there is anything harmful, it harms me first, and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam remains safe. So he first of all went inside himself. He made sure everything is fine. There were different holes. He radiallahu ta'ala filled up all the holes with the pieces of cloth, and one hole remained uncovered. And he radiallahu ta'ala placed his blessed heel on that hole to make sure nothing harmful comes through that hole.
Allah.
And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam comes inside the cave and have rests. There was one snake behind that hole, who ulama say that was waiting to behold Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam since hundreds of years.
Allah.
And now this time had come. And now when the time had come to quench his thirst by beholding Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the blessed heel of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was becoming a hindrance in between him beholding Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So, consequently, eventually, he bit the blessed heel of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, obviously, at this moment of time, when a snake bites, obviously it starts hurting. And Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu still didn't move his heel. And he kept his heel over there with the intention that if I move my heel from here, the blessed sleep of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam will be disturbed.
Allah.
And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will be woken up. Now, over here, there's a beautiful Madani pearl that if snake bites us, what happens? The poison, the venom, it spreads in our body. And if we are capable of treating ourselves, it is incumbent upon us, it is necessary upon us to get treated. And if we let the venom spread in our body, then obviously, eventually a person dies. Now Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, despite getting bitten by the snake, he's not getting up. Why? Because the sleep of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam would be disturbed. Now obviously, at the end, blessed tears started to flow from the blessed eyes of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, and one tear went on the blessed cheek of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Aqa alayhi salam wakes up, asks what happened, and Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala narrates the whole incident. And Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, what does he do? He applies his blessed, venerated, fragrant saliva on the blessed heel, on the blessed wound of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, and it gets healed up.
Subhanallah.
So metaphorically speaking, in a metaphorical sense, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala sacrificed his life on the sleep of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. On the zaat, on the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is something else. But just on the sleep of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who's afdalul bashar ba'dal anbiya, who's best of the men after prophets, whom among people no one can, you know, surpass his rank. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu is leaving this legacy for us, that whatever there is, it is for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If you have Iman, it is because of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If you have Islam, it is because of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he left this beautiful legacy for us, who's sacrificing his life, let alone the personality of Aqa alayhi wa sallam, on the sleep of Aqa alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. There are so many sahaba ikiram alayhim ridwan. Alhamdulillah, we can talk about the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba kiram they had. But when you talk about the Ashiqi Akbar, when you talk about Siddiq Akbar, when you talk about Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahu Akbar, these sahaba kiram, they had a mindset to compete with each other, not for this dunya, not for this wealth, not for this world, but they used to compete for good deeds. They used to compete within themselves, amongst them, for earning more and more good deeds. They had a madani competition, in other words, you can say. What was that? Allahu Akbar. Once Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam made an appeal, and sahaba kiram, they brought their wealth and they presented in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And today Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he thought that today I will win from Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he thought that I will take as much as possible and I will present in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The viewers of Madani Channel, this was the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've just heard a Sahabi Rasul, he sacrificed his life. He never mind that his own life is on stake, but he sacrificed that for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. On sleep of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then when it comes the time to sacrifice the wealth, sahaba ikram, they were at forefronts. They were always at forefronts to sacrifice their wealth for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And now what happens? Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, and he brings half of his wealth, right? And he brings and presents in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, bearing him in mind that today I will win from Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But Allahu Akbar, Siddiq Akbar, he is an Ashiq Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, when Siddiq Akbar comes, he brings Allahu Akbar, he brings all of his wealth and he presents in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And they give for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then when he was asked that, Abu Bakr, what have you left at home? What have you left at home? And he says, what a beautiful answer. That should be understood. He said, I have left the name of Allah and His Rasul in my house. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brother, this was their faith. And this was their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then again, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, he said that I couldn't win him even in this deed. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, this shows us the love of sahaba ikram they had for Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem. They sacrificed each and everything. There are two, three things what a person loves. That is his own life. One is his own life. One is his parents. He loves so much. He can do anything for their parents because he loves children. He loves wealth. He likes and he loves. This is the worldly things. And when you judge the love of sahaba ikram on any standard, subhanallah, subhanallah, they seem to be at the peak and they sacrifice each and everything for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, subhanallah. When it was asked, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was once asked, how much love do you have for Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? He replied, aught on Allah azza wa jal, wallahi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved to me than my mother, father, wealth, children, and even water at the time of severe thirst. Subhanallah. This was the love of Sahaba Ikram. They had everything, you see, at second priority, but the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at forefront.
Again, there's one way. If we look at ourselves today, if we analyze our state today, we come to know the Hadith Mubarakah that my Sahaba are like stars, follow any of them and you'll be guided. When we ask ourselves today, that which Sahabi do we actually follow?
Yeah, I will just forget this point. I think we should give a message out to the viewers of Madani channel that the Madani competition I was just talking about between Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar and Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And what is our mindset? I think you should shed a light on. We are more into dunya. We want one. Our brother has got one car, I should have two. He's got one house, we should have two. What do you talk about?
And also, there's one way on the same point. When we talk about worldly so-called competition, that, you know, he has one house, I should have two houses, he drives, you know, the latest car, latest model, I should have a bigger car. The element of jealousy also comes into our heart. You know, if someone has to, a freehold house today, I'm living on rent, then I need to have a freehold as well.
Yeah.
And if someone has a big, you know, bigger ni'mah, then I will start having jealousy when we have these worldly competitions.
Next
worldly
door neighbors are wearing nice clothes to our children. We need the same.
Exactly.
No matter wherever you bring money from, you have to bring money because you should satisfy our needs.
So,
this is what the demand is.
So eventually, this ill trait of jealousy gets embedded in our hearts. When we talk about Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, the Madani competition that they had among each other, they never had any kind of malice, jealousy or these kind of things in their hearts towards each other. There's one terminology which we call it as jealousy, which is haram. Then we say, rashk, which we say in Urdu, they envied each other. And they used to think that, you know, with good intentions, that I shall try to achieve more good deeds than this person. And they never had this kind of element of jealousy in their heart. They always said, mashallah, he has this, let me try to become like this. He has other status. Oh no, how come he has two houses? Let me have two houses as well. How come he drives two cars? Let me drive three cars. How come he has, you know, latest model of car? Let me get a latest model of car. So our state is completely different nowadays, and because of this thing, unfortunately, we start developing this kind of enmity in the back of our minds towards our brothers, towards our family members, which unfortunately becomes a big dispute at some point of time. But the state of Sahaba Karam alayhi wa ridwan, that was completely different.
MashaAllah, dear viewers of Madani channel, we should compete that our brother, he goes and offers salah with jama'at. I should also go to offer salah with jama'at. Our brother, he offers five times a day salah. I should also offer five times a day salah. He reads tahajjud. He offers tahajjud. Why shall I not offer tahajjud? He acts upon the Madani in'amat, which are given by Amir al-Sunnat, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas, Attar, Qadri, Damat, Barakatum al-Aliya. Beautiful way of living, practicing life according to the teachings of Islam. My other brother, he follows them. Why shall I not follow those Madani in'amat? And my brother, he travels in Madani Qafila. Why I am behind in good deeds from my brother? We should have this kind of competition. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, inshallah, we'll be taking this topic further. Let's listen one naat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Inshallah, azza wa jal.
Marhaba, 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 Makki Madani, marhaba, 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 Makki Madani, marhaba, 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 Makki Madani, marhaba. Marhaba, 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 marha ڈٹے جائیں گے جب تک یہ چاند تارے ملاتے جائیں گے جب تک جشن ولادت مناتے جائیں گے بول مرحبا 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 کے مدنی مرحبا 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 کے مدنی سرکار کی آمد مرحبا آقا کی آمد مرحبا سرور کی آمد مرحبا دلبر کی آمد مرحبا 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 کی مدنی مرحبا 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 کی مدنی میں گدا تو بادشاہ پردے پیا نور کا میں گدا تو بادشاہ پردے پیا نور کا نور دل دونا تیرا تیرا نور کا مرحبا 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 کی مدنی مرحبا 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 کی مدنی غشیر تن جشن ملادت مناتے جائیں گے غشیر تن جشن ملادت نور کا آقا تیری نسل پاک میں گئے بچا بچا نور کا تو ہے نور تیرا رت گرانا نور کا مرحبا 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 کی مدنی مرحبا مرحبا
ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ مرحبا 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 مکی مدنی مالی اسلامی برادرز وی آر لرننگ اباؤٹ صحابہ کرام's love for رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم دی اسلامی برادرز ڈیڈ یو ایور تھنک اباؤٹ دیٹ وین دے ور شوئنگ دی ایکسپریشن آف دیئر لو ویئر ڈیڈ دیٹ ٹیک فرام دس از اے ویری امپورٹنٹ کوسچن ہیڈ دے ریڈ سم وے دیٹ دے ہیو ٹو ڈو دس وے ہیڈ دے ریڈ ان اینی بک دے ہیو ٹو ڈو دس وے بٹ دس واز دیئر لو فار رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم وین سیدنا صدیق اکبر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ تھاٹ دس از دا وے ٹو شو دا لو ہی ڈیڈ اٹ وین سیدنا عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ تھاٹ دس از دا وے آئی کین شو مائی لو فار رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دے ڈیڈ اٹ دس وے اینڈ مائی اسلامک برادرز وین یو سی دا سیرہ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم اینڈ دی صحابہ کرام علیہم رضوان and their love for them when they are just getting the tabarruk of the wudu, the water of wudu of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, they're keeping the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for them. They are taking dear Islamic brothers, tabarrukat of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. They're showing the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, today in this day and age, we as the Ashikani Rasul, alhamdulillah, sitting here doing a silsila on the seal of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, we are also showing and expressing our love for Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. We are alhamdulillah illuminating this set. This is therefore, we are waving the flags. This is all to show love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa salam. And hope inshaAllah azza wa jal, 12th of Rabiul Awwal is coming, and brothers watching across the globe inshaAllah azza wa jal, you will illuminate your houses for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Not only that, you will inshaAllah decorate yourself with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. InshaAllah. Wasim, would you like to share anything with this topic?
Towards the end, you mentioned the beautiful point that to show the love, to celebrate the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, not only one of the ways, the main way would be to adopt sunnahs. To start acting upon the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now let's listen about another shining star.
Subhanallah.
Who left that legacy for us, that how you love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When we talk about Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala, we find he, along with other companions, he as well was completely fully drenched in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Someone who sacrificed everything he had for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let it be financially, you want to talk about physically, whichever aspect of his blessed life you want to take it from, you would see that he completely sacrificed himself upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And how he respected Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, we can see from this blessed incident that once Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala, he invited Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to his house along with other companions. And on the way, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was behind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as if he is following Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam accepted the invitation of the feast, and along with other companions, they were walking towards the blessed house of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala. And Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is following Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, is coming behind Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. And every step that Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam would take, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is counting from the back.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, Uthman, what are you doing? And then Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replies that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, every step that you are taking, I'm counting them. And after counting them, out of your respect, out of your reverence, the number of steps you would have taken, I will free each slave upon every step you have taken out of your respect.
Subhanallah.
Now again, this is a way of expressing love to the beloved, of expressing, of showing your love, how much you love someone. Allah. And look at this unique way
Allah
that Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, we know that he was among the wealthiest of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. He had slaves, he had the money and everything. At various occasions, the amount of money he donated, the amount of the way he expressed his love in this way as well, it's beyond our imagination. It's unique. It's exceptional. But in this case, the way he's showing his love to his beloved is amazing as well. That upon every step he's freeing a slave.
Allahu Akbar.
Now, if you think about it, it's easier to say, you know, freeing up a slave. But having a slave was something really big. As you can say nowadays, having something really precious, being an owner of something, really, let's say a most expensive car you have. Now imagine you have like hundreds and thousands of cars, and someone whom you love today, and upon every step you are to donate every single car upon every step. Biggest of the richest person even wouldn't have this jazba, this enthusiasm in him. But look at us. Look at Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala. He has someone as a servant of his, as a ghulam. And upon every step of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, he's freeing us.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah. Beautifully mentioned the love of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Brother Wasim has reminded me another beautiful Sahabi Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and his love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Khatija radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she had a slave, Zaid bin Harithah. She had given to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He used to live with Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Now look at this beauty of Islam. Now look at this love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A time came when the parents of Zaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And they said that you do ihsan, you feed people, right? You are from Quraysh, from the leaders of Quraysh. Please do ihsan upon us, that one of our son is slave with you. If you can take a fidya against that, a money against that, and then if you can free him, and we can take our son back with us. Allahu Akbar, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, look at this. The beauty of Islam, the beauty of love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and how much shafqat, how much love Rasulullah had given to Zaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. At that time, what was the conversation now? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay, fine, I don't mind, as long as you can call Zaid and ask Zaid, if he wishes to go with you, right, then I don't need money against that. That's fine. Allah. But if he does not wish to go with you, that I will not take money for that. Allahu Akbar. Many Islamic brothers, they thought, the parents, right, there was a father and uncle of Zaid who had come. They thought that is the fair judgment. That is the very good justice. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you've done insaf with us. You've done justice with us. That's a very fair statement you've said. Okay, fine. Zaid radiallahu ta'ala, he was called. He was called and he was asked. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, do you recognize them? He said, yes, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is my father and he is my uncle. I recognize them. And he said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, now you've got a choice. Right, they're your parents and you've also lived with me, you know me as well. Okay, now it is your choice where you would like to go with your parents. Then you're free, you've got a free choice to go with them or to stay with them. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What was the answer of Sayyidina Zaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's coach Zaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I cannot prioritize anyone over you in my life. And he never went with the parents. But the parents said that you are prioritizing the slavery over freedom. You want to live with them. We have come to you, take you. But subhanAllah, my dear Islamic brothers, he said that what I've seen in Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the attributes, that is something different. So today, the message is, the Sahaba ikram, they sacrificed each and everything for the sake of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam. They did not prioritize their parents, their children, their wealth. Everything was for the soul of Iman, for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islamic brothers, Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam had given him a free choice to go, right? But he stayed with Rasulullah. He could have seen a shafqat, he could have seen a mahabbat, he could have seen a kindness in the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Slavery for him was like kingship.
No doubt, absolutely right. So this was the love of Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. You were saying, what else you would like to share with regards to this topic, that how dearly Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they loved Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
When we talk about Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, loving Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, very beautifully, the way the title of this silsila is Soul of Iman, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They fully knew, duly knew, that the Iman is based upon the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As once Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala again, he radiallahu ta'ala had the incident of Bayt Ridwan, when he radiallahu ta'ala went to Quraysh with the delegation as the ambassador from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Kufari Quraysh, the Quraysh, they said, okay, you can go and do tawaf of Kaaba, but we won't allow Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to come. But you can go and do the tawaf. Now over here, one can think, you know, Khana Kaaba, house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
front of me,
which is, you know, the cool, while looking at it, our eyes get soothed, you know, we get tranquility. Kaabatullah Sharif is a dream of every believer. So Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu could have easily, you know, said, okay, let me go do dua over there, get the blessings and everything. But look at Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. He said that if I go over there, I will go with my Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. If Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam doesn't go over there, I won't go over there. So just in this incident, we see that at one side it was Kaabatullah Sharif. He was, he was getting the permission to go over there from disbelievers of Quraysh. He could have easily gone over there, which is a dream of every believer. But over here, he knew what the soul of Iman is, what the soul of faith is. He denied to go over there. That without my Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, I won't go over there. If I go over there, it is with Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, because the dignity, honor of that place, if I have come to know the dignity of that place, it is because of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Without him, there is no blessing over there. Without him, there is no dignity of that place. I won't go over there without Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. So Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he refused to go over there. He refused to go to Ka'batullah Sharif. And he said, if Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam comes, only then I will come. If he doesn't come, I won't come. So they knew what the soul of Iman is. They knew what their priorities are. Uh-huh. Because if they received anything, if they received the closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal,
even when the Sahaba Kiram, they were with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu sallam, Usman would do the tawaf, and Rasulullah
Allahu said, Akbar.
No, he will not do that. I know. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, today you're watching Silsila, Soul of Iman, and today we are learning the love of Sahaba Kiram for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In Bukhari Sharif, volume 2, page 627, I would like to read for you. After Hazrat Tamama brought Iman, radiallahu ta'ala, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, ought on Allah azza wa jal, before there was no face on this earth more hated by me than yours. Yet now there is no face more beloved to me than yours. Allahu Akbar. There was no religion more hated by me than yours. But now there is very, religion is the most excellent in my eyes. Allahu Akbar. By Allah Azza wa Jal, there was no city more hated by me than yours. And now your city is the most beloved to me. Subhanallah, is yours. And this was the love. When Sahaba Kiram, they came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They had tarbiyat from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They had the madani training from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The suhbat of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam. They learned from Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam. Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam did tazkiyah nafs. And Allahu Akbar, these shining stars, Allahu Akbar, my dear Islamic brothers, the history now remembers what a great personalities they were, these shining stars, mashallah. And how they expressed their love, what was their state before and what was their state after when they loved Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Our Naat Khan is here. I would like to request him to recite Anati Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is the season of Milad. This is the month of Milad. This is the beautiful and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Great moments for the mu'mineen, because the soul of Iman is Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, the day of the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is fast approaching. We'll listen one kalam inshallah.
Milad aya, Milad aya, Milad aya, Milad aya, aya, Milad aya, aya, Milad aya, aya, Milad aya, Milad aya. Hazaron aaye
جمے جدی تو خوشیاں منا رہے گئے ملا دیا
For the Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, today we are discussing about the love of Sahaba Ikram for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and the shining stars, those beautiful and blessed companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, those that sacrificed each and everything for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Just because of their sacrifices, alhamdulillah, today Islam has spread across the globe. These were the blessed shining stars just because of their sacrifices. It's because of their love for soul of Iman. Alhamdulillah, today you see the tree of Islam has grown up very beautifully, and alhamdulillah, there is the teachings of Islam across the globe. And today we are talking about the love of Sahaba Ikram for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Wasima, you were mentioning one waqiyah.
Hazrat Sayyidina Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtada qarramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, how he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu realized what the soul of Iman is, how he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu showed that respect, reverence, love, devotion towards Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Upon the return from Ghazwa Khaybar, at one place when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam offered Salatul Asr and rested over there in the lap of Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. Now Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had offered his Asr Salah, and Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala still hadn't offered his Asr Salah. And Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam is again resting in his blessed lap, and the time of Asr is going away. The sun is setting. Now Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he is looking at the sun setting. Now over here, what is the command of Sharia? Obviously Salah is farz upon us. Now the sun is setting. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is seeing the sun going to set. But at the meantime, he is seeing that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is resting in his lap. So he knows if he gets up to offer Salah, the sleep of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam will be disturbed. Again, The command of Sharia is something else, but adab is something else, love is something else, devotion is something else.
Subhanallah.
So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he did not prefer that he gets up to to offer Salatul Asr and the sleep of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam gets disturbed. So he's staying over there, making sure that the sleep of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam doesn't get disturbed, and the sun goes to set. The time of Asr goes away.
Subhanallah.
Now when Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam sees, obviously, when he comes to know about this incident,
Sayyidina
Ali radiallahu anhu, because the love of Salah that he had, he was a bit saddened that obviously at one place, at one side he was happy that he looked after the sleep of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But on the other hand, Salatul Asr has been missed. When Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam came to know about this, Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the authority to Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam in this world and the hereafter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the dua and the set sun, the sun that had gone to set, came back.
Subhanallah.
The time of Asr came back. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala offered Salatul Asr again, and then the sun went back to set.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Now in this incident, we come to know again that at one side it is Salah, but again Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, knows what the soul of Iman is. If Salah is fard upon me, but the reverence and love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is also fard upon me. If I have received the gift, the tuhfa, the gift of Salah today, it is because of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If there is excellence in Salah, it is because of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If I'm getting proximity towards Allah Azza wa Jal through Salah today, it is because of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If there's anything that I'm receiving today, it is because of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then how can I prioritize Salah over the sleep of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam?
My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we've heard about Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. This is what we understand, this is what we learn today, that the soul of our iman, which is the love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is important. And Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmed Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, how beautifully he says, tere naam par karun jaan fida, na bas ek jaan, do jahan fida, do jahan se bhi nahi ji bhara, karun kya karodo jahan nahi. تیرے نام پہ جان فدا نہ بس ایک جان دو جہاں فدا دو جہاں سے بھی نہیں جی بھرا کروں کیا کروڑوں جہاں نہیں. The crux of our discussion, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, today we have done about the love of Sahaba Ikram for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah Hazrat has subhanallah beautifully explained in this couplet that I would like to sacrificed my life for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then he says, not only just one life, this both worlds I would like to sacrifice just for your name, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then he says, these two worlds are not even enough. I would like, if there were millions of worlds, I would have sacrificed for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And that is the soul of our iman, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. You're just heading towards the end of our silsila. I would like to just have the concluding remarks from the Muballigh of Dawat Islami. You were seen by what message you would like to give out to the world today.
So throughout, just if you conclude everything, we've spoken about those Sahaba Ikram alayhim wa ridwan whom we probably commonly know, who are among Ashra Mubashara and other Sahaba Ikram alayhim wa ridwan. But if we look across all the Sahaba Ikram alayhim wa ridwan, this element was fully present in them. Hazrat Sayyidina Usama radiallahu ta'ala says that when I presented myself in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I saw other companions sitting so still as if birds are sitting on their heads, and birds normally sit at a still place. Then Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, when he came to know that Hazrat Sayyidina Qabis bin Rabi'ah رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he resembles like رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم, he resembles آقا علیہ السلام when he came to know this, and when سیدنا قابض رضی اللہ عنہ came to his house, he got up from his throne that he had in his house and made him sit on an elevated rank. Just why? Because he resembled آقا علیہ السلام. حضرت سیدتنا ام سلمہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, what did she used to do? She used to have the blessed hair of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم, and whenever there would be any ill person, she رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ would give غسل to the blessed hair and use that blessed water to give to the ill person, and the ill person would get cured. So these were the beliefs of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. This is how Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan and Sahabiyat radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they would follow Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, show respect towards Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. So in today's day and age, we need to ask ourselves that these are the shining stars, follow any of them, you'll be guided. We need to ask ourselves, which of these shining stars are we following? Which of these shining stars footsteps are we following? And how much are we in love with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, i.e. how much do we act upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and do those things which we've been told by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we've just heard about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yesterday we also discussed detailed discussion about this topic. I would like to just mention one thing at the end, which is in Bukhari Sharif volume 2 page 817. It has also been stated by Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, once a tailor invited the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for a meal, and I had also accompanied him to go there. He presented us with bread and a curry which had pieces of meat and kaddu in it. I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam searching for the pieces of kaddu to eat, and from that day I always loved to eat kaddu. Kaddu is a kind of a vegetable, right, which is known as kalabash. So many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, this was the love of Sahaba Ikram. They used to see anything in the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked or loved, Sahaba Ikram adopted that. They loved it because Rasulullah loved it. And you see, today we've got so many ahadith, thousands of ahadith with us. This is the karam and ihsan of Sahaba Ikram upon us. This was the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam the Sahaba had for Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam. They gathered each and every aspect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a detailed personality's biography you cannot find in any history, which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's personality has been written, has been gathered, and has been given to the Ummah by Sahaba Ikram. This was their love. They described the blessed eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was their love. They described the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. They described the blessed nose mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They described the blessed head of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They described the blessed smile of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam. They used to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much in detail that whatever was there they had written, and anything Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say from the mouth, they would write it, they would, Allahu Akbar, gather it, because this was the saying of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This was their iman. This was their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the ihsan of Sahaba Ikram, that today we have got ahadith with us, and today we are reading those ahadith. We are talking about the blessed personality of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam. So this is the karam, this is the ihsan and kindness of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, because they knew the soul of iman is the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, power and ability to walk onto the right path as Sahaba Ikram showed us. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until tomorrow, keep watching Madani channel. Inshallah, we'll come tomorrow again, same time, same channel, with another beautiful topic in the month of Milad. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.
The love of the Prophet is the soul of iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of iman. The love of the Prophet is the